Champagne is the drink of choice on New Year's Eve, but why? Where did it come from, and how do you get that bottle open without putting someone's eye out? Commentator Tony Roque knows.
Bubbles, bubbles. What is it about bubbles? Of course, I'm referring to that ubiquitous toast leader, that creamy, bubbly, refreshing party icon, champagne. It seems to flow more, is it just more often during the holidays? And if you want to keep your bubbles along with the flavor, don't use wide-brimmed glasses. Serving your bubbly at about fridge temperature also ensures your max fizz retention. Speaking of which, it's about the fermentation. It's a process that converts sugar into alcohol and carbonic gas. If the gas is set free, the wine is still. If not, it's sparkling. To capture the gas, the wine undergoes a second fermentation, usually in a bottle. The gas gushes out in the form of tiny bubbles when the bottle is opened, thereby creating the fizz. Now, how could you go wrong with champagne, or even one of its worthy champagne-like offspring? All will reward you with sparkling effervescence in every mouthful, unless you don't heed the aforementioned advice. There is nothing quite like champagne. Besides James Bond, it was the wine of kings under the Ancien Régime. It's not only chock-full of bubbles, doused with a bit of mystique, it's downright glamorous. That'll do in large part to some very fine, time-tested marketing. Champagne comes from a sleepy, not-oft-visited region of the same name, less than 100 miles east of Paris. When it comes to sparkling wines, champagne is the master of its domain, undoubtedly the dominator of them all. It's what the rest can only dream of being. After all, champagne is where it all started, and as champagne lovers, we owe a lot to a Benedictine monk named Dom Perignon, who, along with others before him, laid down the basis for what we know today as champagne. Although not the inventor of champagne, as is often thought, his advances are still in practice today. Pierre, as he's known to his friends, was the treasurer of an abbey near the modern-day champagne wine capital of Epernay. In addition, he was also the cellarmaster and winemaker. The Dom and his contemporaries thought that sparkling wine was a sign of poor winemaking and therefore not the desired end product. They spent a great deal of time trying to exorcise the bubbles of this unstable, mad wine in the hopes of creating a wine that the French court would prefer to the red Burgundy. Thankfully, he was not able to eliminate the bubbles and in passing developed the elaborate art of blending. He also developed the method to press black grapes to produce a white juice, among other innovations. With that mouthful said, you shouldn't limit your fizz quaffing to just champagne. A more reliable, better bang for the buck can be had with virtually the same pleasure and producing the same method champenoise. Try Spain's sophisticated cavas or some fine traditional examples from California or from Australia. See for yourself. And now for a little bottle opening primer. There are two traditional methods that I know. The first one is basic and easy, while the second, albeit lots of fun, requires a saber. Let's discuss the first. As impressive as you may think it is popping a cork, this method will keep you from doing any damage. Here goes. Remove the foil from the bottle, grab a towel, and dry the bottle off completely so it doesn't slip out of your hands. Clean out the bottom of the bottle, or punt as it's known. Hang on to it tightly as you pull out the little tab, turning it three full turns counterclockwise. Pick up the bottom of the bottle and with the same towel hold the cork. Hold the bottle at an angle, both ends in hand. Remember, you turn the bottle and not the cork. As you're turning, if the cork begins to rise, press down gently and ease it out. Now, tilt the bottle to the side, a little swish sound, and voila, you're ready to pour. As Dom Perignon was once reputed to have exclaimed while drinking champagne, it's like drinking the stars. Cheers.
Tony Roque is a wine and food connoisseur in New York City. This is NPR News.